It's 9 in the evening, more than an hour after the close of our last episode. As in the conference room of the city woman's prison.
Ah, there she is.
Yes.
Thank you, Josie. Hello, Mr. Mason. Della?
May.
Sit down, May.
Josie says I'm a privileged character.
Oh?
Having conference with my lawyer any time of the day or night.
Josie's feet must be bothering her.
Tell me about the party. Did Dory enjoy your presence? Was she happy? And, oh, just tell me everything.
Oh, it was a wonderful birthday party, May. The finest birthday party ever.
And Dory, did she...
She had a wonderful time.
I'm so glad.
She loved all her presents. Everything would have been just perfect if you'd been there. But the recording you made for her was almost as good.
Did she understand about the doll clothes? I'm making new clothes for Manuel Jr., but they're not quite finished.
Yes, she understood. May...
Since you were sweet enough to stop by and tell me about it, tell me everything. How Dory looked, how Bill looked, and... What's the matter?
May...
Something is the matter. I can tell by the way... Mr. Mason...
Apt has subpoenaed Dory.
Subpoenaed?
She's to testify in court tomorrow morning.
Oh.
At least the process server waited to come until after the ice cream.
I'll see her.
What?
Tomorrow morning. In just a few hours, I'll see her.
May.
Yes, you'll see her, all right.
I know what you're thinking, and you're right, but it is terrible. Dory has to appear in court.
For Dory's sake.
Well, of course.
I agree with you. I don't like it for your sake, either.
But, Mr. Mason, I'll see you.
May. We know that Apt might call Dory, and now that he has called her...
I'll get to see her.
You have to understand... Why he's called her, May.
It was not to give you pleasure.
Oh?
You have to understand and prepare yourself. Apt has subpoenaed Dory for the same reason that he'd call any other witness. He thinks Dory will help put you in the electric chair.
Mr. Mason. Yeah? Why, if anything, whatever Dory might say would help me.
You think so?
Dory was with me almost every minute, Mr. Mason. She hated Marcel Blanc. She hates Kitty.
Yes?
And Dory loves me.
Just as you love her.
Yes. Dory isn't flesh of my flesh, but our love has made us just that close.
May, you've missed the point. Do you think Apt is a fool?
Well, no, he's a man who... No. Whatever he is, he's not a fool.
Don't you think that Apt knows how Dory feels about you?
I don't want to think what you're thinking, Mr. Mason.
Well, that's too bad. Because, well, look, conducting your defense has been like walking a tightrope. Apt has thrown a lot of stuff at us, but we have managed to keep our balance.
Harry can answer most of Apt's evidence with our evidence, May.
Apt knows that as well as I do. He has got to knock us off the tightrope as fast as he can. Now, you love Dory. She loves you. But somebody you love can trip you just as quickly as somebody you hate.
You think Dory... You think Dory's going to trip me?
Apt is not a fool. He wants to knock us over. He's called Dory. You figure it out. Now, it's time to look a few facts in the face.
All right. May, we understand that Dory won't want to hurt you. It's all right. Go on, Mr. Mason.
It's just after 9 o'clock, and there's plenty of time for us to go over the whole thing again.
Everything that's happened, May. Everything that Dory could have seen.
Well, I've already told you twice.
And those notes are typed and filed.
Well, then why...
We want you to tell us again, May. Go over it all again, then we'll take the new notes and compare them with the others.
You just might have left something out.
Mr. Mason, if you're so sure that Dory's testimony is going to hurt me, why bother with all this?
Why? Oh. I have been talking about what Mr. Apt wants, May, not what we want. What we want is to trip Mr. Apt just as badly as he wants to trip us.
And he can be tripped, too. And by somebody that he loves. Who does he love?
Mr. Apt loves Mr. Apt. Now, Mr. Apt has had everything coming his way. I mean, everything he has wanted. But if we dig deep enough, I'll find something to throw at him and knock him off his tightrope. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Why the smile?
In spite of everything, I agree with Josie.
Hmm?
I am a privileged character. I'm going to see Dari in the morning.
Well, let's get to work.
Well, let me strike a match for you, my dear.
Hmm? Oh, thank you, Mr. Abt. Pour us another glass of bourbon.
No, thank you.
Hmm?
One glass is my limit tonight. Tomorrow's an important day in court.
Yeah. Do you care if...
One more, eh? But don't forget, tomorrow's important for you, too.
I won't forget.
You'll see your little daughter.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't drink that too rapidly, my dear.
It's not strong enough to bother me.
Well.
Mr. Abt.
Hmm? Here, let me put the couch pillow behind you.
I don't want to lean back.
Oh?
Mr. Abt, do you have to put Dari on the stand? I mean, would they make you just because you subpoenaed her?
No, I don't have to. Why?
Well, Dari was right there in that apartment with May Grant and me.
I know.
And, of course, Marcel was coming in all the time.
I know.
And May Grant hates me, Mr. Abt. She's hated me ever since she stole my baby. She hated me even more after she went with Marcel and me. You know why.
I know. So?
So, well, you can teach a dog to hate somebody.
What?
You could. You could teach a dog to hate somebody. And May Grant taught Dari just as hard as she knew how, Mr. Abt.
Oh.
Every chance she got, she made Dari hate me.
Oh, now, my dear.
But she did. I know she did.
Well, I understand.
And that's why I'm wondering...
Just what are you wondering, Mr. Collins?
About putting Dari on the stand. That brat kid hates me. I mean, she's learned to hate me.
It doesn't matter.
But
It doesn't matter.
You don't know what they've got her primed to say.
No.
Well, they can make her say awful things.
She won't get a chance to say them.
Huh?
She won't get a chance to say them. Listen, Oh, wait.
Where are you going?
Turn off the sentimental music. There's no place for sentiment in my thinking about Dari.
No? Change your mind about having more wine?
No, just a small glass. I've got to give you a blunt fact, my dear. Yes, a brutal fact.
Yeah?
And no matter how painful this fact is to you, it is my duty.
Let's have it.
Yeah. Now, you think of Dari as your child. Flesh of your flesh, the dearest person on earth to you.
Yeah, sure.
But I do not allow myself to feel that way.
You don't like her?
I neither like her nor do I dislike her. To me, she's a thing to use.
Oh.
A weapon.
Yeah, like a gun. That's what I'm saying. She might turn against
you. No.
You keep saying that,
Because I'm not worried. I know how to use my weapons, my dear. Now, this weapon has a safety.
Hmm?
Just that, a safety. Suppose the child doesn't react as I want her to. Suppose she does start giving unfortunate testimony.
Yeah.
I can always stop her. Now, I warn you, if I do have to stop her, it won't be pleasant for you. And it will be hard, oh, very hard on the little girl.
But you can do it.
I can do it, if it becomes necessary. I can smash her completely.
Yeah?
At any time I choose, I can make it impossible for her to continue. If it becomes necessary, of course.
Oh, yeah, of course. But what would you do? Would you make it sick or something like that?
Oh, not at all, not at all. Psychology, my dear. Psychology.
Oh. But you can stop.
Oh, yes. I hope... Oh, I do hope it won't become necessary. But no one, not even a child, can stand in the way of justice. You'll see, my dear, you'll see. When we see Dari in the morning...
Well, even if Perry Mason is successful, even if he does find a way to turn Dari's testimony to May's advantage, Mr. Abt is confident that that is a situation he can handle, even if the handling is a little rough on the child named Dari. But more of that tomorrow.